Do you think you play taller?
What do you mean?
Go up and, you can go up and get the same balls that Marvin can, even though he's got a couple inches on you?
Yeah, I feel that. How do you do it? Technique. Coach Campbell preaches that a lot. He says you can beat any guy with technique, no matter how big you are, how small you are.
You want to try some of those fade routes like Marvin had the other?
Yeah. I'm sad. Yeah, hopefully I can get a few of those. I mean, but hey, whatever helps us win.
It's not your basketball ability. It's getting those hops getting up there.
That helped out a lot. I mean, yeah, that was a big help. So.
What is your vertical?
I'm not even sure.
Can you dunk?
Barely.
Barely? That counts.
Barely. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Along those lines, what would you say you've learned, in particular from Marvin? Because Coach Ferentz has talked about him being a guy that he was the only one he was certain about coming out of fall camp, and then you and Keenan both kind of stuck.
Yeah. What I could say as far as protections, for instance, you know, what protection, what to do here, what to do there, and also receiver technique, how to get off a release, when to do what, when you have this route, you know, things like that.
And just how much of it is blocking, too, when you talk about technique?
Blocking, I would say blocking is more of will more than technique, but it's also a technique to it, but it's not, technique's not too hard at blocking.
How would you say you've developed then over these past few weeks?
I feel that I came along. The first week I didn't produce too much, and that second week I got a few catches, and you know, I'm just producing now, so I want to keep that rolling.
You find it easier now and maybe find yourself in a bit more of a comfort zone when you're out there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the first game I was a little bit I'm not gonna say nervous, but it was like first game in Kinnick, you know, it was like, I'm like, it was, I don't know, it was weird to me. But now it's just like, I'm just like high school all over again.
Is it safe to say that you're sort of more of the inside receiver with this, with these two guys, with the other two guys out there?
But that's where I play the most, so okay. Yeah. That's where
Did you envision yourself as the inside guy when you came here?
Yeah, I did. Well, actually, before spring ball, Coach Campbell told me I was to work on the A position, and I did that, so I kind of had an idea that I was going to be there during the season.
Plus, you're built like that, right? I mean, you're pretty thick, and those guys are thick, too.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
I feel like I can play on the outside too, as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it play to his strength though when Coach Campbell slots guys? Does it play to what you can do and what they can do? Or what he's seen you guys do?
I'm not even sure, honestly. that's something that goes on in the coaching
room. Right.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
So you were a Bowling Green. Is it under the Falcons?
Yes. Yeah.
You were a Bowling Green Falcon for how long?
I want to say a couple months.
A couple months.
Yeah.
And then when Iowa entered the picture, how and when?
I actually worked out back at home in Pontiac, Michigan with Coach Campbell's, one of his receivers that he coached in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
So he gave him a call. He said, hey, I got a guy. Coach Campbell came to recruit me. I came on a visit, and then it was a wrap.